This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited Lok Nayak Jay Prakash Narayan Hospital to meet the injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday, claiming 8 lives and injuring several others. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his 2-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished them a speedy recovery. He was also briefed by officials and doctors at the hospital. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said those behind the conspiracy will be brought to justice. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral talks with her Botswana counterpart, Duma Boko, in Gaborone today and discussed several bilateral, regional and global issues of mutual interest. In a joint press statement with President Boko after the talks, President Murmu said during wide-ranging discussions, they agreed to expand cooperation in key sectors.
We reaffirm the deep and friendly ties between India and Botswana, founded on shared democratic values and mutual respect. We agreed to expand cooperation in key sectors, including trade and investment, agriculture, renewable energy, health, education, skill development, defense, and digital technology.
President Murmu reached Botswana last night on the final leg of her two-nation visit to Africa after concluding her trip to Angola. The two sides also signed an MOU on cooperation in the healthcare and pharmaceuticals sector. President Murmu also announced India's decision to send antiretroviral medicines used to treat HIV infections to Botswana. Botswana also announced translocation of 8 cheetahs from the African nation to India under Project Cheetah. In a social media post, President Murmu thanked President Boko and the people of Botswana for sending their cheetahs to India. The African nation will symbolically hand over the big cats to President Murmu tomorrow. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met the Investment Minister of Saudi Arabia, Khalid A. Al-Falih, and his delegation in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said during their meeting they discussed ways to further deepen India-Saudi Arabia economic ties, advancing trade and investment in tech, energy, infrastructure and startups, among other sectors. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said agriculture has been the foundation of the country's civilization, and even before the rise of the Western nations, India developed its own seeds. Addressing the 21st Foundation Day of the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Authority in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that India is the first country in the world to enact a law for the protection of plant varieties. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare today issued an updated health advisory on air pollution under the National Programme on Climate Change and Human Health. It has called for the establishment of chest clinics at community health centres, district hospitals and medical colleges in urban areas. It has also suggested these clinics to function for a minimum of 2 hours every day during peak months of air pollution. Today is Public Service Broadcasting Day. The day is observed on the 12th of November every year to mark the historic address of Father of the Nation Mahatma Gandhi through Akashvani on this day in 1947. The chairman of Prasar Bharati, Navneet Kumar Sehgal, took part in the program on the occasion at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi today. Several artists came together and sang devotional songs loved by Mahatma Gandhi at the Bapu studio. The country's retail inflation eased to 0.25% in October this year, down from 1.44% recorded in September. It is the lowest year-on-year inflation of the current CPI series, which began in 2015. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, food inflation rate based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index slipped further into deflation at 5% in October. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended higher today. For the third consecutive session, the Sensex surged 595 points to close at 84,467, while the Nifty advanced 181 points to settle at 25,876. And with that, we end this news bulletin.